This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show about life's appetites. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. It is time to play Stump the Cook, our refrigerator game. Okay, here is how it works. One of our listeners calls in with five things in their fridge. Now, the challenge is I have to come up with a dish that that listener would really make. But the final judge is our celebrity guest Stumpmaster. And today, our celebrity guest Stumpmaster is Isaac Mizrahi, fashion designer and brilliant baker, I should add. Isaac, it is so good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's so great. Are you kidding? I would do anything. Now I get to judge you, Lynn.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Talk about being in a place of power.
Oh, just a little bit of power. Just a little bit of power goes a long way in the kitchen, and you know it.
Now, as I remember, you're a closet baker, you had told me a long time ago, right?
That's exactly right. I actually also am an ice cream maker, and I just made ice cream at this event in Bridgehampton with all these fabulous chefs cooking, and I was the sort of amateur, and I made this ice cream and people loved it. So now I've finally come out of the closet.
You were nervous and now you've got courage. I think that's swell.
Well, now it's your turn to step up to the plate, my dear.
I know, but wait a minute. But you have a new project coming up, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm actually, I'm sort of a judge on this show called Project Runway All-Stars, which is, you know, kind of like Project Runway, and it's the All-Stars version where the best competitors come back and have a final go at it.
Oh, this
and
sounds
one wins.
Great. This sounds great.
It's really great. It's been so much fun working on it.
Well, okay, we've got a contestant waiting in the wings. He is Ben from San Francisco. Ben, are you there?
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Isaac.
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
It's good to have you with us, Ben.
I'm very, very excited to play.
Okay. Now, Ben, I understand that you've been on the air before. Is that right?
Actually, that's true. Like 2 years ago, I was on another game show with a cash prize, actually.
Oh, we're public radio. We can't do that, Ben. Now, what show was this?
I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Meredith Vieira.
Oh, we can't even come close to the millionaire, please.
Well, I didn't become a millionaire anyway.
Well, how high did you get?
I did get up to $50,000.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's not bad, especially I was laid off at that time. You know, so that helps a little bit.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So I have five things to work with, whatever's in your fridge, Ben, but I get some extras.
Okay.
Three things that are really in your house, and I get for free salt, pepper, water, and some kind of fat that you really have.
Okay. First item, I went back to China, and like going to the wine country, went to the tea country.
Right.
And bought back some Longjen green tea.
Longjen green tea.
Yes, that's essentially the national tea of China.
Okay.
And it also has some dried chrysanthemum buds in it.
Ooh, so those have that lovely kind of almost
floral.
Yeah.
Delicate.
Right. And you can even eat the tea leaves after infusion.
Mm.
It's just
soft. Interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Stone fruits, peaches, and gourds and plums.
Okay.
Okay, and then from the Chinese grocery, I bought some Tianjin preserved vegetables.
Preserved with what? Salt?
Salt and garlic.
Do they have a funk element?
A little pungent. It's kind of like, kimchi.
Like kimchi?
Yep, but without the hot pepperiness.
Okay, number four?
The fourth item is fried dried fish maw.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, everybody has this in their refrigerator.
Yes, I do.
Now, you're going to have to explain this. Okay.
Okay, my mom bought it to me from Hong Kong, and these are the fish bladder, the air bladder, the swim bladder of large fish.
Right.
And they are dried, and they are fried like pork rind, like chicharron.
Oh, okay.
You won't have to reconstitute it in water for a few hours before using it. But it's like, you know, a big sponge that would just soak up any flavor. The only thing is it's slightly fishy.
And do you have to cook this?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
So reconstitute and cook slightly fishy.
Yes.
One more ingredient, wow. And okay. I can't wait to hear what this one's going to be. Yes, okay.
No, I just don't want to be mean and to be too exotic.
You couldn't too be mean
late,
if you tried, Ben.
Too late.
Okay, the next one is actually from San Francisco. I have a lovely, lovely bar of 70% cacao Schaffenberger bittersweet dark chocolate.
Oh, dear.
I knew you were going to do that. All right, so bittersweet chocolate, yes.
Maybe you should just write him a check for 50 grand.
I think you're right. Do I get to phone a friend here or do I ask the audience? All right. Take the fish maw.
Right.
Is it cuttable when it's in the state it is now? We're going to cut it into very small dice.
Okay.
We're going to simmer it very gently. With some chilies. Do you have any chilies?
Yeah, pepperoncino.
That will do just fine. A little Italian touch in there. Never hurt anybody.
Yes.
That is going to be tossed with some of those preserved vegetables. Because I used to use them in stir fries. I think we actually do want to stir fry that reconstituted, drained, and padded dry fish bladder, just a small amount of it, with the preserved vegetables, ginger and garlic. Now,
delicious.
We've already got the chili.
Yes, we do.
And what we're going to do is brew that tea, and then we're going to not use the liquid from the tea. Well, we can use a little bit of the liquid in the stir fry just to make it very delicate.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to scatter the tea leaves over the top of the stir fry. We're going to cut up some of that fresh stone fruit. It's only a garnish, but it's a contrast. That sweet lushness over these rather strong flavors of the vegetables and that beautiful sort of neutrality and heat of the fish bladder.
Okay? It all sounds good. So
yeah,
far.
And you want only the subtlest shaving of the chocolate on the top. It's rather odd, but I think it may work. And there's some heads shaking right now in the control room. But I really like the idea of that fish bladder with those fermented vegetables.
I do, too. I think you did an amazing job in all of that.
I think everything sounds great. I'm not too sure about the chocolate part.
I have to tell you, the chocolate part is two flakes. And, all right, but here's the big question. Do I lose or do I win?
Well, I think you win. And do I get to say if you lose or win? Is that
well,
who
Ben
I am?
Well, Ben does, too. It's kind of his refrigerator.
What do you think, Ben?
I would try everything once.
These are the craziest ingredients I've ever heard. Lynn, you're sort of a genius.
Yes.
Thank you. I am very proud. And Isaac and Ben, you both are gentlemen and very, very gracious. And Ben, thank you for one of the most interesting challenges we've had in many, many a moon. And Isaac, thank you so much for being a very gracious judge.
Not at all. It was a pleasure and really fun to play this game.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, cutie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Check out Isaac Mizrahi judging on the new series Project Runway All-Stars. And if you want to play Stump the Cook, go to the website and sign up.